Players Ball. We're going to go right into it. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Peace.
Man, let me hear that, man. You going to pad that?
Man, scene was so thick. Low riders, 77 Sevilles, L Dog, nothing but them blacks. All the players, all the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I crept. I was about to go in depth. This is the way I greet my season. Here's my ghetto rep. I kept, to say the least, no, it can't cease. So I began to piece my 2 and 2 together. Got no snowy weather. Have to find something to do better. Bet I said some trap, so shut up that. Nonsense about some solid. I got sick crunk if it ain't real, ain't right. I'm like, no matter what the season, forever chill with Smith. I sent my fifth. I chill with Weston, got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck the oh no, I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo, I got the hoochie waiting. I made it through another year, can't ask for nothing much more. It's Outcast for the books, I thought you knew, so now you know, let's go.
Okay, my day is ruined, this is ridiculous. I'm getting serious, I'm getting curious. Cause the house is smelling stank, the chitlin's old as vicious. I make no wishes cause I'm hopping smoke. Niggas in the back getting tipsy off the noggin. High as hell off the contact smoke. The evidence won't got in my backseat. They passing the urban running verses cause it's in the air. I hit the bars, I hit the cuts. I'm hitting switches cause I'm switching from side to side. Looking for holy snitches. I'm wide open on the freeway, my pager broke my vibe. Cause a junkie is a junkie 365. It's just another day of work to meet the spirit. Grab my pistol in my house, see what the junkies gotta give me. Cause it's life. Yeah, forever pimping, never slipping, that's how it is. A tick, fix me a plate, I got the remedy. Some greens and that ham, not, don't need no ham. Hawks, don't play me like the smoking rocks. I got the munchies, we got the Mary Jane in the dungeon. Just to let you niggas know, we're 93, that's how we coming. So ho, 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 check my king ass pro. The gin and juice has got me tipsy, so won't
it go, sip me 10, and I'll serve you then. Now we been, the corner in my Cadillac. My heart does not go pity-pat for no rat. I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window. Coke, rum, and endo fills my body. Where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground. Sees a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while waiting countdown. I fight for 1, 3, 2, here comes the one. A new year has begun, B-Funk spark another one. One.
For the players out there hustling, getting down for theirs. From East Point, College Park, Decatur, DeVry, you know, niggas worldwide. Down for theirs.
Yeah, we're back. It's CITR.
Yeah, that listening to that song really takes me back to, you know, being in my buddy's car in high school, driving to the pool.
Yeah.
And, you know, not a care in the world. Listening to Players Ball.
Yeah, hot day. Summer, yeah. Very
absolutely.
Summer, yeah. Thanks a lot. Do you want to kind of like introduce yourself and just like beyond?
Yeah, I want to get more involved in the CITR station. I have a few ideas for shows, so you might potentially be hearing about me in the future.
Yeah,
my own show. Well, it's a work in progress, but it's essentially sort of a satire of, you know, film shows and the BBC and all sorts of stuff, which I would consider an influence. Yeah. And yeah, we hit it off, so you invited me on, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. Pay attention, stay tuned, watch this space. Perhaps, like, soon we'll be having you on the show again as, like, correspondent or something. Music correspondent.
Man in the field.
Just come over and just give us all your favorite, like, tracks. Usually what the show usually entails is me and Rohit would just, like, pull off like our playlist and just like dump stuff on like the audience. So
sounds like a good way of working.
There you go. Like there's zero work ethic over there, but like it's here, we're all here for the conversations, the banter. I think we're like a lot of the
conversations. Do you ever take callers?
Callers?
Yeah, callers.
No, sometimes I it's not a democracy, but I wish it was, but yeah, I don't know.
Taking callers is easier said than done.
It's easier said than done. You know what? I think one day, like, I'll definitely, like, open my heart up to, like, you know, having callers in my life. But not yet. I don't think I'm ready for the criticism yet. But, it's been a good
show. Why don't you have callers call in and roast you?
That's
the intention.
That's my biggest fear, having someone just, like, random person that I don't know just, like, roast me. He can't look me
Gilbert
in the eye.
Gilbert Gottfried just, like, and Jeff Ross, Seth MacFarlane are all calling him
just
to
call
roast
and
you.
Just like, come in and, like, roast me and just, like, insult my life. And, like, I would just be crying on air, to be honest, because, like, I can't handle that kind of stuff. I'm, like, softy
on the inside.
Can you
imagine the ratings, though, crying on air?
True, though. Oh, yeah, that'll be, they'll be, like, I'll be remembered as the guy who cried on air.
And maybe I'll do that on my show.
Just like cry. Just like bring an onion to like the studio and just like start peeling it and just start weeping.
Yeah. I watched the end of the Lego movie on air.
Was that sad?
I watched the Lego movie on an airplane recently.
Did you cry?
I didn't just cry. I was like full on like there was no one sitting next to me, right? I was lucky enough to not have, I was in economy, but I had a row to myself. I was crying my eyes out while the like ladies were serving me, like, do you want pasta or chicken? Like, I'll have the chicken, please, and a ginger ale.
So what? I can't remember exactly how the like Lego movie ended. Sorry, spoiler alert or whatever for people that.
Okay,
I'm not gonna
spoil it too much for people who haven't seen it before, because it's a worthy surprise.
Yeah.
But basically, let's just say that there's a very emotional reconciliation between the main character and the villain.
I have, so you guess nobody can see this, right? Like my face is literally just like, I can't remember.
You look confused.
I can't remember anything.
Yeah, your fingers are touching your temple. You look like you're trying to think really hard.
I'm really thinking hard because I remember like Will Ferrell like pops like has a cameo in there.
Exactly.
And like you know,
I think it's something about the focus and this is the mindset of being on an airplane. I'm so much more prone to expressing my emotions in movie making.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we were talking about a Lego movie, for those of you that just came into the show.
Are you a crier when you watch movies, though?
I cry often. I actually cry mostly in documentaries, which is weird. Like, when they're more realistic.
That makes sense, because there's a human impact.
There we go.
Not just like, Woody and Buzz are sad.
Well, Toy Story 3 just really just, like, messed me up for, like, life. Like, every time I see that movie, that ending, it's just like,
When I leave like a children's animated movie, it was just like wiping the tears off of my face. I feel like
wholesome.
Like a newly like regenerated man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's okay to cry, you know. Like,
don't be ashamed of it.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of crying. And we have someone in the studio. Could you just introduce yourself?
Who's that? Who's that? Who are you talking about? I was here the whole time. I've just been really quiet, more quiet than usual.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yo.
I have never met you before.
Please
give me an introduction. Well, I'm Jonathan.
You stole my seat.
Wow.
Clearly you have.
So you're going to need to fight, but not here, because like we have rules about that.
So my name is Rohit, or Rohit, as the Canadians say. Rohit Joseph. I'm the co-host of Soul Sandwich. And unfortunately, I was late today because I was held up at work. Wildfires, man. Wildfires
are
crazy.
Yeah, no, that's intense. Like, every single day I see, like, Megan's article about like people kind of prepping for like the worst case scenario, right?
Oh,
like
yeah,
they already
yeah.
have like their bags ready to go.
Yeah,
that's some harrowing like stuff.
It's crazy, man. It's at CBC we've been like doing a lot of coverage on it because I mean a lot of people are.
I'm sorry about that. By the way. That was kind of my fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I was hanging out with some buddies over the weekend, and we kind of started the fire.
You don't want to be joking around that, you know, CSIS be hearing. Not even CSIS. Just regular province police force.
Yeah, just like they're watching. I thought you were going to make a joke about like how like hot you were or something. You're, like I was ready for it, and I was about to like go, like, no, get the fuck out. But like, Yeah, it's a pretty scary time, but I think it'll be okay. Like I remember also seeing an article about like how like the firefighters are like just tired. Like they're just like after like days of just like firefighting, they're just like
after like half an hour of that, you want a breather.
I mean, you're fighting fire, you know.
You're gonna say after half an hour of that,
after,
you want a burrito.
After 45
I'm like,
minutes,
I probably would. Yeah.
After 45 minutes of just like going to the gym, you're like, all right, I'm ready to take a shower and like go home now.
Yeah. So we had music played because this is kind of like a music show. I think.
Oh yeah.
I think
it's
I
not
think
just
so.
Shooting.
Yeah, not just banter.
Proverbial
just, like,
shit. No. What song did you play?
So we just played Outkast, Player's Ball. That was
nice.
Jonathan's recommendation.
Yeah.
Very cool. You know, just slid right into like my favorite spot. You know, just like yeah, like. He's doing very well already.
He'll get into the DMs that way.
Yeah.
He'll get right in there. How about we keep that music going? I got some off the top of my mind.
You want to go for it?
Yeah. You got your typing fingers ready.
I got my Twitter. They're usually used for Twitter and like Twitter beef and stuff. But like right now, I'm using it to like search for music. Yeah.
I put those tweeting fingers to use. Because I got a tune that'll get us right in that summer mood. Now, be warned, the lyrical content of this track is not summery, but the beat is so summery.
Sorry, it's like the lyrical content just like really sad?
It's kind of sad. It's like, you know, in hip-hop or, you know, whatever musical genre. Actually, hip-hop is, you know, guilty of this a lot, but so is like, I mean, even like the Beatles from back in the day. They'd have happy-sounding songs.
Yeah.
That were about some dark shit.
What's that one on Abbey Road, Maxwell Silverhammer?
Yeah, that's the one I'm
shooting your teacher.
Yeah, and it sounds like den den da da da, like some, you know, nursery rhyme shit.
Yeah.
So
is that kind of like Future and like, you know, Lil Uzi?
I would say Lil Yachty's a nursery rhyme trap.
Okay.
I've heard he describes himself as bubblegum trap, but that's not what I'm going to be playing for you, or what I'm wanting you to hear. I want you to check out this track called Heavenly Father by Isaiah Rashad.
Oh, I love that song so much.
Yeah.
That's Isaiah Rashad is a personal favorite of the show. Friend of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the
one with Kendrick Lamar.
Honorary friend.
We have Kay Trinada. We have Bad Bad Nog.
Yeah.
We have Daniel
These
Caesar.
Who've never met us. But we're friends. It's a one-way friendship. It's a one-way ticket to friendship. No return on that, but it's okay. We still love them. Isaiah Rashad is one of those people that we've played on the show. But like, yeah, this tune is like one of my go-to driving long.
Yeah,
the
I remember
highway.
Like we were going to Abbotsford and like we just like jammed. We jammed this the entire way. Right?
Oh yeah,
so, yeah. I think you have like a mix or something.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, plays.
Just had I still use CDs because my car is too ghetto for.
CDs aren't ghetto, man. Like,
I mean, they're good quality. Is this that like? The thing is, you get lazy about making new ones, so you're listening to like the same CDs over and over again.
Familiarity, though, you know.
But like, they better be good songs, and this is one of those songs that I'm like, I could listen to this over and over again. So Isaiah Rashad.
What CD would you say is in your drive the most when you're driving?
So it's actually, these are like mixed CDs. It's not like one album, if you know what I mean. Like it's not like, I used to do that, but now I just have like a mix of things. But I'd say the Kay Trinada DJ mix, like Boiler Room set, is like, yeah, that's been like a almost permanent staple.
Yeah, Kay Trinada, like Canadian sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. That Boiler Room set was just amazing, the first one.
That's like, was that like the Which one? There's one that he had is like 19 hours or something.
It's not 19 hours.
Yeah, there's like a really, really long
I just
one.
Know it's in some club and yeah. It's like, make some noise, Frick Hit. It's actually, no, it's not even as hype as that. There's this woman who's like, make some noise for Katronada. And like, she's just like so lame. Like, considering the music that's going on, yeah. The amazing vibes, she's just like,
I don't think we're allowed make to like diss people noise. Like just live on air like that. But like, okay, sure. I don't think she can like find you, but still.
good luck.
If that lady's listening, call in and you can roast.
She can, yeah, we'll have a roast off.
Yo, we should just have like an episode that's like just a roast session.
Yo, can we just get to that track? We'll keep going
this
from there.
Okay, let's go, Heavenly Father.
Isaiah Rashad, Heavenly Father. We've been delaying this for too long.
All right,
good people, here it is.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Now everybody telling me a lie. Lord, they give me something for my soul. See, I don't wanna think of suicide. So please don't take the lucky on my door. See, I've been tired of fucking all these girls. And I've been tired of spending all my dough. And if I get my story to the world, I wonder if they book me for a show. See, you can't handle pressure on your own. So why you carry boulder by yourself? The story, tell it wrong. And glorify the horror and the wealth. Now mama come and tell me, come me home. And I just need some guidance in my steps. I know I'm not the only one alone. I know I'm not the only one that felt. Now I'm praying and I make it 25. Baby, call the doctor for my health. And know it's kinda hard to say the drugs. Cause I've been having problems with myself. And I've been asking questions, what is love? And they don't give me answers, just a check. And they don't know my issues as a child. Cause I was busy cutting on myself. And hanging from the playground wasn't wrong. Until you got a rope on your neck. And I've been losing more than just my mind. Gathering wisdom for self-respect. And daddy, why you coming, why you drunk? And why you never let me when I need it? And I don't wanna be like you no more. And I've been trying to cope, I'm getting weak. I smoke too much, the problems of a 20-something. I drink too often, it's liquor pouring from the faucet. You would assume for following the tunes that I'm doomed to die young. Addicted to dry plump, these bitches ain't shit. And pussy is my greatest vice. I love smoking weed, I hate advice. I know some niggas that talk good, the wise men from a long line of bitch made and bridesmen. You never had nothing but fucking dreams. You just caught up in the hype. The fashion is so it seems the limelight. I know that I rhyme tight. No need for your 2 cents and burning your blueprints. These people think I really give a fuck about the shit they give a fuck about. Just need a moment of silence. Just close your fucking mouth. Infatuated with violence, gun in my fucking mouth. So you don't know that I'm serious, know what I'm talking about. Like, you got punchlines for days. It's so generic, you float. You too cold, you A's. Like, you got punchlines for days. It's so generic, you float. You too cold, you A's. Yeah, and I'm so misrepresented by niggas that claim trill and they souls was never in it. Like, yeah. And I'm so misrepresented by niggas that claim trill, they souls was never in it. Like,
Yeah, so that was Isaiah Rashad with Heavenly Father off his first major album, Sylvia Demo. So
Sylvia Demo.
Yeah. What do you think of that track, guys?
I liked it a lot.
I thought it was catchy.
Yeah, very catchy. It was very have it in the background and like just chill out, and on like a hot day you have like a fan blowing in the corner, yeah.
Barbecuing.
Yeah, you know.
But did you happen to catch
I didn't catch any of the lyrics though, but
He's talking a lot about his own drug use and how it's led him down a dark path, and it's kind of intense, man. There's a lot of self-reflection on that track.
Speaking of drug use, we were talking about how the backing vocal sounds a lot like Nate Dogg.
Yes. Which, I mean, you know, I think people just want like Nate Dogg sounding vocals these days. I mean, there's no one who can truly replace him, but I don't know, whoever that person was on the backing track there, he sounded close.
Yeah.
Like, came very close. So we're going to have to track him down and figure that out. That'll be a mystery that we try to unravel as the show goes on. We'll Google furiously. I just came with like summer tracks loaded, man. So I feel like this one will follow up Heavenly Father nicely, because this one, I think, you know, like, although there's a few references to the police give us a hard time, I mean, that's like in a lot of hip hop tracks.
Hip hop is just so like everybody just being angry all the time.
One reference to the police give us a hard time, and that's saying it, you know. Just putting it lightly.
Even the songs
lightly.
About partying are about.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the song is about. Yeah. It's about partying. It's actually just about partying. And I guess the theme of it is like, you know, even though the police give us a hard time, we still party.
We gonna be all right.
And but this artist is, he's a famous Canadian hip hop artist.
Are we even allowed to play him?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, he's not Drake.
That's fair enough. Actually.
It's Cardinal Official.
Oh, like the second most famous Canadian rapper.
I actually don't know if he's second anymore. But there was a time when he was
relegated.
Big. He was very relevant. The Much Music days. You
guys
remember
that. I remember that quite a bit.
The Much Music era. If you remember that, then you'll remember he was pretty big back then in like the early to mid 2000s. He had some hits and he was collaborating a lot. He even collaborated with Akon, I believe, on the track,
yeah,
right?
He was on with Big Sean.
It Dangerous?
I think that might have been it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, he was a big deal, and but this track is like just.
How do you even remember that?
Well, because I immigrated here.
Fair enough. Okay.
Around like 2001, and my exposure to Canadian culture was a lot of TV, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, how do you learn to assimilate?
That's fair. No, like it's just like because like, I. Like, I knew that there was, like, a song they did, but I didn't remember, the name or anything.
Yeah, anyways, but
nice, yeah.
Everyday Rude Boy is actually, it samples this old tune called Everyday People, and it's by, like, an old funkin' soul group. I don't know if it's Sly and the Family Stone, but we could look that up in a bit. But Everyday Rude Boy is just a take on that, uses that great sample, and makes a T-Dot version, basically.
Yeah. If you want to check that, like, look for that. It's like everyday, bracket, Rude Boy,
B-W-O-Y.
So, like,
best hip-hop songs are always the ones that cover, like, the 1970s, like, soul funk.
Oh, that's
guys.
Standard.
That was like the early,
bro.
Early times, yeah.
But can we quickly find out what that sample is? Otherwise, it's gonna bug me for the rest of the.
I'll pull it up like eventually.
Okay.
During while it plays, we'll just like play it first though.
We will play it first. That's a good idea, Ola. No, it doesn't take long to look it up, but it's okay. We will look it up during the.
It's really bugging you.
It is, but I mean, we could tell the people after we finish the song, right?
Okay.
All right, so let's hit it off. Everyday Rude Boy by Cardinal Official.
Cardinal Official. Let's do this.
Woo!
Bye. by the 5-0. Cops drive around the turf looking for someone to search with their flashlights, checking in my dashboard. Or looking for the heat stashed under the seat. But I'm a rude boy, plus everything is legit. Work too damn hard for my things. They must have never heard 99 problems. Or understand that every rude boy is a king. So we watch no face and just play along. Everything I own's linked to the name. Them chicken think they have me shook, but they dead wrong. Them pigs, decks, kind of youths have a little bit of fame. Didn't find nothing, so they screw face. Plus I never ever once lost my cool. It's just the story of an everyday black man. Give thanks that the beast never pulled out their tools. Had a baby girl by some dude. I used to hear secondhand from my brethren. That you plus Bex, you called an ally food. I used to hang with the girl every now and then. First met her chilling out at the club. Body banging like she was in King Magazine. Chopped her still even though I wasn't rolling under. She used to live in the middle of the ghetto. Niggas juggling on the block in the hood. Sometimes I used to hear the shots bellow. And they respect what I'm doing, so you know it's all good. So as I'm rolling up the baby pot, I'm rolling out. With you looking at me dead in my eyes. I said you should have stuck it out with your family. But now that girl's me, so don't screw face me.
Most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Two Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
This is Russian Tim, and I'm here to tell you about Rocket From Russia Fest, which is happening in Vancouver on July 21st and 22nd at the Media Club. This fest is a celebration of local punk rock scene, and it will feature 12 great bands. Isotopes, Ubik Idiot, The Core, Contra Code, ATD, Elsmere, Anthems, Shockload, The Dead Hits, Scales, Anteater, and my band called Russian Tim and Pavel Bores. Two-day pass costs you $20 and is available for purchase at myshowpass.com/rocketfromrussiafest. And single ticket is $15. Rocket From Russia Fest, July 21st, 22nd at the Media Club.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Ola right here for Soul Sandwich.
Woo!
Yeah, and we have our buddies in the studio. We were like off for like maybe 5 minutes, so you want to like introduce yourself again?
Yo, it's Rohit, Rod, He, Rod, Diggity Dog, DJ. just Rohit. What's up? Co-host of Soul Sandwich, and we're joined by...
Jonathan!
Yeah,
I feel like you need like a solid like you know
need
title
four
or
five nicknames you can rattle off.
I'm
JoJo.
My friends call me Danger. No?
Danger, ooh,
just Danger. So you can call me that from now on. Thank you so much for having me.
You're supposed to have like five, man, dude. Come on.
Razor blade.
There you go.
Knife.
The spinner. The milkman.
There we go. Yeah,
Jonathan the milkman.
You do Thank look you. Like a milkman. You're spinning. Like,
oh god.
With razor blades.
Yeah,
and that's dangerous.
That'd be a good horror movie.
The milkman coming this October.
Milknado. Oh god. All right. Let's stop.
This summer.
Man, it's so fun to do that voice. Like, but we all butcher it, but it's so fun to do.
You have a very good one, yeah.
I think the movie trailer guy.
I think you've done like 50 PSAs for CITR now.
I don't know. Most of them have been, hello, with this elfin voice or some shit. I do like this weird high-pitched voice that gets even more pitched up with the production coordinator's editing skills. And then, you know, it was Jonathan Q who did that.
I'll cue it up.
So it'll be
Check
like,
it
and then it'll be like ratcheted up. And then he like does some trippy shit with it and, you know, repeats it, echoes it, reverbs it. And then it sounds like a cacophony of elves. This was for a Christmas related PSA. So we're doing summertime tunes today, those tunes that you kick back and relax to or drive to on your favorite summer road trip,
something that you want to listen to when you're on a nice bike ride. It's a sunny day out, feel the wind on your face and the adrenaline and all that sort of stuff that you associate with summer.
That's right.
Get a sunburn.
Yeah
Wildfires. Oh, dark comedy right there.
Like I said, I'm sorry about that. My bad.
No. Wildfires. No, man. You know, we gotta. Hey, look, like, you gotta cope. So we gotta like recognize that also is like a part of summer living now in BC.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man. But you know, at least we got a good here in Vancouver. But who knows? Who knows? Yeah.
It's so weird because like didn't it like rain until like
yeah.
March,
so by the way,
April?
I could tell you like I read up on that, and the thing is that because it rained so much, it created more vegetation, right? And then the temperatures got hot really fast. Oh. That dried up the vegetation.
Yeah.
So it's like more.
So we've
fodder.
Been having extreme precipitation followed by extreme heat, which actually just dried up all this extra
you know, vegetation, and that adds more fuel to the fire. So all it takes is one stupid human lighting a cigarette, chucking it at this fucking stockpile of, you know, kindling, which is just the vegetation that grew from all that rain. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. 1 month after Christmas, I left my Christmas tree in the backyard. So 1 month of it just roasting out.
Where
there.
Was this?
This is in Georgia, which is a dry climate during the winter. So
like,
it got
like Atlanta, Georgia?
Got crispy and brown, yes.
Okay.
And actually, might have been more than a month after Christmas, but me and my brother just like burnt it all. It's great.
Yeah.
So while you're thinking about that, we're going to play a few tracks for you.
Yeah, that's a segue right there.
That's an amazing segue.
what a great segue right there. Just, you know, leaning into that.
Smooth, Jonathan, smooth.
Yo, what do you got, Ola? I'll put down some tunes. I'll put down some later. And
okay.
Throw it back to you.
Okay, so I have like just a bunch of stuff. We have a Jesse Reyes. I think I kind of dropped Figure, one of her songs, earlier like this month or something. And she's from Toronto artist, and she's amazing. You would like listen to it yourself. Like, oh, she has like she has range. Like when you talk about like, she has a kind of like almost like a SZA kind of sound, but like she's like kind of like a sharper and like a.
Is she like R&B hip hop kind of combo?
I'll let you decide, but it's like yeah, like it's somewhere there.
I have a little discussion point about R&B hip hop. We can talk more about
this
in a bit, but that's great that we can lead it off with the. With an awesome artist that kind of fits that profile.
Yeah.
And Torontonian to boot, of course. Yes. All the good stuff. Toronto, why you gotta be so cool?
Why you gotta be so cool, man?
Why you gotta be so cool? For real, though.
Yeah, I got Billy as well, also another Canadian artist. Had a song called Glorious. It's like pretty, like, more heavy rap. Like,
yeah,
it's like Northern Bars kind of
Northern
vibe.
Bars?
Well, it's like a Spotify playlist, right? So like it's like more of like a... Canadian like artists that are like more like just full blown like hip hop like artists, right? So yeah. So like you've like artists like Sonreal and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Artists
are there
like,
any
we'll
Canadian hip hop artists who are like really intimidating?
That's a good point. I was just about to say that.
All of them are pretty intimidating.
What?
Yeah, I mean some of them are like obviously like, you know, like scrawny and stuff, but like a lot of them are just like they look like they're.
Oh, is this in the Northern Bars playlist?
Yeah, from Northern Bars playlist. So like it's like they all just like all their photos just look like they're boning, just like frowning, really, really.
I bet there's some like badass indigenous hip hop artists who could be intimidating.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah, that's true.
I don't know but again, like, is that just because they've been through some shit? What makes a hip hop artist intimidating? Is it just looking intimidating?
I think it's like for the reputation to like stick, like that you're not someone to be messed with, kind of. Like you need to kind of like just.
Yeah,
like,
so, well, so doesn't
look, like,
that rely on you actually do it, having done some shit street cred?
Who is the rapper you find most intimidating?
Like in the world,
in Canada, or
in general?
In general,
okay. I would say like Gucci for some reason, just because like Gucci, like he's gone to jail for stuff, right?
Yeah.
And like, but he seems kind of like nice. So like that's kind of why it's like kind of scary, because it's like he's nice, but he could still mess me up like my entire life. So I don't know. It's kind of.
I think the game is pretty intimidating. I think he's probably done some. Some bad shit.
yeah. What about you?
Also Freddie Gibbs, because I've heard some questionable things.
Yeah,
about
Freddie
him.
Gibbs is a
But like not intimidating in a bad way, but also like just intimidating. Like, yo, this guy might do some really fucked up shit.
21 Savage.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know much about him. Is he actually street cred worthy?
I would say. He's also from Atlanta, I think, yeah. Or from
maybe.
Georgia, yeah. He's from, so
wait,
like,
yeah, you're from,
you're
from Georgia?
I know we're not consulting.
Yeah, I am I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, which is a hip-hop category.
Yeah. Dude, so, I mean, you must have, like, yeah, there must be a bunch.
Have you met any?
A bunch of intimidating Atlanta rappers. I saw T-Pain once in the mall.
He's not intimidating.
I didn't say
he's like he's a nice teddy bear.
and once I was at the airport. This is probably when I was like maybe 16. I was at the airport and I saw Waka Flocka.
Oh,
I was like, okay, that's definitely a rapper guy over there. And like I couldn't put my mind ahead which one it was. So I was like there on the train like. On the airport, just
like
Googling rappers.
Like,
that's it. Yeah. He's very nice to me.
You mentioned like both very nice people who've been on NPR's tiny desk concert. You don't go to a. First of all, you're not going to be an intimidating rapper and go to like tiny desk concert.
Like the NPR is for like, you know, like.
Not Waka Flocka, but T-Pain did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Waka Flocka probably did
I used to go running around this city park, and I would see Andre 3000 walking around the park.
Dude, like, that's so dope.
Like walking his dog. I never bothered him because he was like listening to his music and like bobbing his head.
He's the kind of person that just listens to music and like walk a dog, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't. That's true. That's good, man. Good. Because like, you'd be so tempted to be like, oh my God, but it's fucking Andre 3000. But it's like, yo, but he's in Zen mode.
He doesn't want to be bothered. Yeah. He's walking his dog, listening to music.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool, man. Just running into like rappers like that. Like,
yeah.
Big time people like that. That's crazy, dude. Atlanta. Man, we're going to talk more about Atlanta.
Yeah,
I got so many questions.
Yeah, we gotta, well, look, we're
that's
going to
become a subject.
Yeah, we're just going to talk off air for a while and just, like, you know, just banter.
All right, but let's play that Torontonian.
Okay, we got Jessie Reyes coming up. Shutter Island from her album Kiddo.
Nice.
Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Yep.
Goodbyes are getting old. Next time you can go ahead and go. I'm tired of begging you to love me. Goodness gracious, you're amazing. According to you, I'm a lucky lady. So why'd you lie to me? Why you cry to sleep? Goodness gracious, I'm replaceable. You say that I'm too crazy. I guess you were right. I guess you were right. My straight jacket's custom made, though. My straight jacket's custom made, though. And I'm crazy just like Galileo. My straight jacket's custom made, though. You keep hitting, I've been bruised. Holyfield, I can't hear you. I'm tired of begging you to love me. You're expecting me to say, loco, please, please stay. I'm tired of begging you to love me.
Arguments, of course you
goodness say. Goodness gracious, you're amazing. According to you, I'm a lucky lady. So why do I cry to sleep?
Why
did you lie to me? Goodness gracious, I'm replaceable. You say that I'm too crazy. I guess you were right. I guess you were right. My straight jacket's custom made, though. My straight jacket's custom made, though. I'm crazy just like Galileo.
Needed practice. I know I can be better, but the fact is, I'm tired of begging you to love me.
Goodness gracious, let's just break up. I tried everything to say, but so why do I cry to sleep every time you try to leave? Goodness gracious, this relationship is full of so much hatred. I guess you were right. Guess you were right. Die, 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 die. You set yourself apart from the rest. You like the nervousness in my chest. You're the way I lose my breath.
yourself apart from the rest. You're like the nervousness in my chest. You're the way I lose my breath. You're the one who's there when there's no one left. Come a little closer, don't be scared. I want you smiling back at me, hands in my hair. Come a little closer, baby, why don't you? Come a little closer. Come a little closer, don't be scared. I want you smiling back at me, hands in my hair. Come a little closer, baby, why don't you? Come a little closer. You're a common character in my dreams. I wish that you could maybe see that you were so into my memories. Every word that I sing, can you hear it in the melody? You're smiling back at me, hands in my hair. Come a little closer, baby, why don't you? Come a little closer, come a little closer, don't be scared. I want you smiling back at me, hands in my hair. Come a little closer, baby, why don't you? Come a little closer.
To your head, boy, I see. Let me put your mind at ease. You wanna be a tyrant, do you have it in you? See, life is crazy now. I know you're just trying to figure it out. How to beat the man with clout and still be baby
Whew. Yeah. Hello, Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. We thought, like, you might have heard too much of us talking, so we decided, hey.
We're rambling for a while.
Three tracks in a row. Let's go. And they all kind of had a similar flavor to them, right? Yeah. They were really nice.
Yeah.
The first one was the Torontonian.
Yeah, Jesse Reyes.
Jesse Reyes. Oh, I really like that one. Yeah, that was so nice.
Shutter Island from a Kiddo, her album.
That was sick. Yeah, and then after that, what did we have?
We had Sophie Meyer, Don't Be Scared. That was also very good.
And then
I recommended all these in case you didn't know this. I'm just like, you know, just plugging my taste in there.
Plugging that taste. Like, And then it came back to some Canada folk, at least one of them is. I know Daniel Caesar.
Yeah.
Caliuchis is not
No, she's Canadian. From, like, Los Angeles, I think.
Oh, but...
Los Angeles.
Yeah. But, like, she's dope.
She's very dope. She had, like, her Por Vida album, and, like, she had that other song with, like, Daniel Caesar, Get You.
Exactly. I was going to say, both of them just seem to make a good team,
right? They definitely, like, those, like, two sweet vocals
That's
on
East
there.
And West right there. East Coast, West Coast. Well,
North
Toronto's
and,
on a coast.
North and South.
North and South, fine.
There we go.
Canada, U.S. That's like NAFTA. Oh, except like Mexico is also in there.
Come on, man. Why you gotta bring some freaking globalist, elitist policies up in here? Nobody wants that.
I'm so sorry.
Get out of here. Okay. Now we're making room for.
We're gonna get political during the song, but the theme today is summer music.
Yes,
that's right.
And when I was 17 years old, I just finished my 11th grade of high school. And that night, the day I'd finished my last exam, my brother took me out to go watch The Godfather Part 2 in an old movie theater. Now, this movie theater, it was from 1935. The bottom section was a beautiful grand theater. That's what I thought I was going to. And the section upstairs is a small, might as well be like watching it on TV, like sitting on the couch. Much, great disparity between the theater sizes. Anyway, I think I'm going to go watch it in the big theater. I arrived at the theater. And there are, like, naked women covered in body paint all over the lobby. Whoa. And I see signs that say, like, Hustle Gang. And I found out that T.I. was premiering a music video the night that I was going to go watch The Godfather in the crappy theater upstairs. And so I see, like, Lamborghinis parked outside. Like, this is crazy. Naked women in body paint. So I go watch the movie The Godfather upstairs.
Well, that's the best part.
It gets better. So
that's already good.
I'm watching The Godfather Part 2 upstairs, which you haven't seen it before. It's a very quiet, you know, movie, which is dialogue driven, and, you know, it's all about sort of subtle gestures. So I'm watching, like, you know, Michael Corleone contemplate, you know, killing his brother, just like staring, you know, off camera while I'm hearing, like, T.I. like, let's make it louder, y'all. And I keep hearing the same, like, song of, like, it's like bass boosted. It's all about, like,
always bass boosted
women with trap, you know, who are well endowed.
Oh man,
I
think my favorite part is just like, so there's, you know, Lamborghinis parked outside, naked women, body paint,
the pain in the gold.
So I go watch Godfather too. You had a choice.
He had to live with his choice, man. Like, he you know,
nah, that's funny, yeah. Man. That's so good.
That's very good. I like that story. All
right. So as a transition to that, I want to play a T.I. song. This song was, it's called Doing My Job. It's on the album Trap Music. It's a great song, and it was actually produced by Kanye West before Kanye West had his debut album.
Damn. Ooh.
So this is an early Kanye West song.
Jam.
That's crazy. And also, like, you know, doing my job, you know, summer jobs.
You gotta work.
You gotta work.
This is the song about having a shitty job.
Oh, then perfect. I can't relate to it now. I like my job now. But I remember the days when, you know.
You gotta wreck yourself to, like, you know, treat yourself kind of.
I remember when I worked, like, at a movie theater I didn't like, and I had to close, you know, whenever you had to do a closing shift at a movie theater, it freaking sucked because, like, all
you had to wait until, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah, first of all, you're working till, like, midnight at least. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you're cleaning this dank ass popcorn machine, and
So you mean dank in, like, a good way or dank?
No, now I know dank.
He was so high. After
you know, the actual meaning of dank is not nice.
No,
right?
It's like a bad, it's a pretty bad song.
Anyways, I can relate. Great choice of tune. Let's do it.
Let's do this. Let's go. T.I.
T.I. doing my job.
Off of Trap House?
Yeah, the album is called Trap Muzak.
Trap
Muzak.
Oh, Muzak. Which actually, according to the Wikipedia page, T.I. claims he coined the phrase himself.
Yeah. Muzak?
Trap music.
No.
Because in the documentary, he does the same thing.
He said like it never existed before that point.
Hmm.
I'm
obviously it's contended.
We'll have to, you know, we might have to myth bust this shit.
Yeah. Oh,
let's get T.I. if you're listening, Colin.
please no. Actually, no. That's a good idea. We should just like send a press release or something to like T.I. Like, you know, we want to like myth bust your insinuations that you
if you're gonna play in Vancouver anytime soon.
Trap music.
Come on the show. Why not?
You know, we'll just pull a Nardwar and come up to him as he's like approaching the venue or something and be like, hey, did you invent trap music?
Yeah, no,
because this record, this is from 1975, and it was actually your father's 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 grandfather's father.
Yeah,
and
the way he does that is just like amazing. I don't know how he does that. I think he might actually just pull like Birdman on us and just be like, you know, I heard you guys were like talking, you know, crap about us, and I want you to put some respect on my name kind of stuff. Like, I'm just worried that like, you know, he's just
remember that scene in the movie Birdman.
Yeah, you know, Michael Keaton was just like really like, you know, about respect and like, you know, came on a radio show to like prove himself. Anyways, that was
let's do this.
T.I. doing my job. Let's go.
Just doing my job.
Hey, I'm working here, you know what I'm saying? Try to put yourself in my shoes for a second. Not personal, I'm just saying, though. Hey, look. From when the moon came out till the sun came up, I was supplying the days when would they flame up. My mama's passing by, trying to explain us. Pissing in the bushes like they never house trained us. But try to understand, that's how we came up. You get to know us, your lovers, but you can't change us. Now, really, we'd rather be rich and famous. But in the meantime, we forced to slang us. A grow with crack cocaine, penicillin to Rogaine, ecstasy, Viagra, whatever, get the domain. I'm tired of people misrepresenting my domain. Oh, you think we out here killing for nothing, hustling for no gain? Hey, 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 man, I'm just doing my job. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, lady, don't mind me, I'm just doing my job. Yo, yo. I don't wanna make your life no harder, I'm just doing my job. Yo, yo, yo. You live here, hey, I work here, look, I'm doing my job. I don't know if you don't know, don't care, or can't see. Every time something up in the hood, it ain't me. And I ain't always up to no good and on the crease. And you ain't always got a path through the hood without speed. How you doing? We ain't out here threatening your lives, raping your children. We just out here staying alive, making a living. You know, working hard, trying to survive, chasing the million. Your heels talking loud, just think of us as comedians. Adapting to situations, but accusations are still. You're burglarizing your house, you just hurting my feelings. We got lives, we wanna live nice too. We got moms, dad, wives, kids just like you. But our options are few. It's hell in high school when you're helping with the rent, lights, and the gas bill too. So before you go judging us, loving us won't hurt. You're under 25, staying alive's hard work. Hey, 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 man, I'm just doing my job. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, lady, don't mind me, I'm just doing my job. Yo, yo, I don't wanna make your life no harder, I'm just doing my job. Yo, 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 you live here, I work here, I'm doing my job. Hey, for you to see what I'm saying, open eyes will help if you can think about somebody besides yourself. Why you point fingers at me, analyze yourself. Quit all that chastising, try and provide some help instead of calling the law and busting my balls. With all due respect, we don't even be fucking with y'all, man. Hey, we can't help it cause it is like this. We don't like it no more than you that we live like this. Always stuck in the grind, summertime to wintertime. Cut school to sell 50 dimes by dinner time. See everything we know, we learn from the streets. Since 13, I've been hustling and earning my keys. Hey, 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 man, I'm just doing my job. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, lady, don't mind me, I'm just doing my job. Yo, yo,
don't wanna make your life no hard. I'm just doing my job. Yo, yo, yo. You live here, I work here, I'm doing my job.
And yeah, that was a
wonderful summer song on behalf of the great T.I.
The guy who coined trap music.
Yes.
Music.
Wikipedia that.
Yeah,
honestly.
We're going to myth bust that. One of the, you know, just change the show into like a myth busters of music. Music busters. Synth busters. No.
No.
That was bad. I'm sorry.
That sounds really bad. Sounds like a bad 80s.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Well, it's not like, you know, hating on you. It's just.
It sounds like a bad
80s. You're such a buster.
Like, it just sounds so 80s and bad.
Do you remember that in like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas? Like, man, you a buster, CJ.
Yeah. I know they did that, but was that like because they couldn't say worse words?
Yeah, they couldn't say worse
in
words.
In Grand Theft Auto?
They sound to like
no, they did
pretty
say.
Sure they could play worse words.
Yeah, they
did. Yeah, but San Andreas didn't have like bad words.
It did, though.
I'm pretty sure
the
it
GTA
did.
GTA had
I'm almost certain
cursing
it did.
All the time. I just wonder.
In a game where you can like drive over hookers, I'm
no,
pretty
I,
sure
I,
you
no,
can
I,
say
I,
fuck.
I know, but like, no, I mean, there was like swearing, right? But I'm saying like the like
was
the N-word? Yeah,
I don't remember
the N-word being
it
on
was
there.
Was Busta used
yeah.
instead of N-word?
That's what I'm thinking.
Was that the idea?
Yeah.
Was that just a 90s colloquialism?
I think that
maybe
might be
that's it.
Maybe they just never used the N-word back in the day.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was thank you.
That's
oh,
a good
my,
one.
I've been trying to like just hit a joke like ever since, but
good,
like this
that
is,
was good.
Oh, I'm feeling full of energy.
Yeah,
that was doing my job.
You hit
by
it,
T.I.
You hit it.
Check it out on like that's a really old song.
Dude, that was dope.
Zach.
Good
yeah.
suggestion, Jonathan. Because I'm usually not a big T.I. fan, but like that was a cool throwback track. And
yeah, I wasn't a huge T.I. fan for the longest time, but it was just one of those things. Like I was in my buddy's car. And he played this this deep cut T.I. song. Who did this? Kanye West would produce this song? Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny how like as soon as it came out, oh yeah,
yeah
that's
like,
Kanye.
That's Kanye.
It's
right
like
there.
Got the super high pitched vocals. It's got some sample from
it's catchy as hell.
Who knows where?
Yeah, from who knows where? From some 70s song, catchy of course. And then yeah, dope shit.
Yeah.
Up now next. We bringing it back to Canada from the deep south.
To the north.
To the north again.
Who would win in a fight between the north and the south?
To the shallow north?
I think we already saw how that went down. It was close, though. It was close. I mean, if you're talking about American Civil War, north won just because, I mean, we know that the resources and all that like were in their favor. If you're talking about the War 1812, though, north won again because we the north. That's right. It's true, though.
I'm not from here. So
we
burnt like,
down
like,
the... Well, we. It's
yeah,
not like...
That's what I was like,
my
I,
ancestors
I don't know,
were in
man.
Fucking
I don't know.
Buffer, you
burned
India,
down the White House?
Just loving life, chilling.
They,
like
you know, they're like mercenaries just traveled all the way.
Yeah,
just like,
no,
you know, burned down. They burned down the White House, I
Canadians,
think. Yeah.
Canadians
the
burned
down
the White House.
Burned down the White House.
It happened. Get over it,
yeah,
Jonathan.
we got Canada.
North is.
I'm still bitter every day. I'm bitter.
All right, so we gotta
solo
get
key.
To
yeah.
Solo key
with a solo.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the song. So we'll just play that and like let the audience like kind of like decide for themselves. We're kind of running out of time, so
we're so
just,
we, do we need we'll do we need one more tune after that? We can hit them with a 1-2. You know.
Yeah. Do you wanna
help decide on this last
bit?
One?
Yeah. I have a song called Belly. Sorry, a song called Glorious by Belly, and I think you might enjoy that, but I'm not sure. Yeah, you just kind of decide for me. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to like make a like, you know, executive decision and just say we're going to play like Belly's
yeah.
Glorious.
I like this. I like this, Ola. Yeah.
Thank you.
Executive Ola.
Dictatorial. Yeah. Actually, we're gonna play two. I'm gonna play SZA as well. With What Is Love?
Called What Is Love?
The song's called What Is
Love.
Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Kingdom actually, and then featuring SZA, and the album's called Tears in the Club. So I'm just gonna play both of those.
Tears in the Club.
Tears in the Club.
I want to check that out.
These are great titles.
Yeah.
Thank you. So Solo Key with Solo, Kingdom with What Is Love, and then we're gonna go to Belly. We're gonna come right back before that, and like. Or we can just say goodbye right now.
Let's just say goodbye and let's give them, you know, we did lots of banter. We've done we filled our banter quota. Let us end the show with a bunch of tunes.
Yeah.
Have a great summer, everybody.
We're going to be back.
You're going to be back on the show, right?
Of course, I'd love to.
Okay, cool.
You're not going to get...
Everyone driving is like, oh, not now.
No, not that guy. Oh,
drive off
God.
A bridge before, please, before next week comes around.
Oh, God. That's really dark.
All right. Summertime.
Okay. Summertime.
So let the people know the three, the four, how many tracks are we giving them in a row?
Just three tracks.
Three tracks in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solo, What Is Love, and then Glorious by Belly.
Booyah. Sure.
All right. See y'all. Have a nice summer. Nice
Soul,
week.
Soul Sandwich signing out. Till next time, y'all.
Standing in the pouring rain, waiting for my solo. About to hit my dolo. Never got my chain, just some braids in this polo. I had to escape from this matrix todo. I had to shame my dome and bounce back like a yo-yo. I behave cause people always take your photo. Shipping crates, I call mama telefono. She said, baby boy, really Frodo on the dolo. Marco Polo with my emotions. I'm controlled by mad devotion. I'm enrolled in black culture. I'm a student of Danny Ocean. All gray, everything. Standing in the pouring rain, waiting for my solo. About to hit my dolo. Never got my chain, just some braids in this polo. I had to escape from this matrix cold though. Ones and zeros in mass amounts. If I am the one, what all these zeros be talking about? I hear them speaking like they got a couple cash accounts. I hear him speaking despite the fact that I block him out. Whole gray everything, standing in the pouring rain, waiting for my solo. Who really the meanest? Who really gon' mean it? Who really believe it? Till you up and you peeking, till it's Coachella weekend, till you met the weekend, not us a meet and greeting. When management call your phone, fly up this weekend, and you kissing your girl, cause she hate to see you leaving. What it really mean? Am I really there? Am I really king?
Tell no lies. backseat throwing up codeine. Got about a deuce, every double cup low key. We been getting juice for a fucking month. Even if we die right now, it'd be glorious. I'ma do it big like Notorious. That's worth the puff. 4 days in the same jeans, I ain't changing up, no way. We been tweaking hard, we been staying up. No sleep, I've been on tweet, about to glory up. All week, I've been on week, this shit tore me up. Even if I die right now, it'd be glorious. Finally feel alive right now when it's glorious. No sleep, I've been on tweet.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France.